Welcome to the Poplar Forest Archaeology Podcast. I'm Jack Gary, Director of Archaeology and Landscapes. This eight-part series, narrated by Dick Heiner, is designed to walk you through the process of archaeological research at Thomas Jefferson's retreat home and plantation in Bedford County, Virginia. This audio documentary is made possible by a grant from the U.S. Institute of Museum and Library Services and funding from the Corporation for Thomas Jefferson's Poplar Forest.
It's a cold January morning and a few snowflakes fly through the air. With trowel in hand, associate archaeologist Eric Probsting drops himself down almost 4 feet into one of the deepest archaeological features ever excavated at Poplar Forest. Removing the plow zone at Site B has revealed numerous features, the largest of which being a 7 to 8 foot wide ditch, referred to by archaeologists as the Gully. What interests the archaeologist so much about the gully is that after Jefferson began building his retreat house, the gully was completely filled with soil, with the topmost layers containing an interesting mixture of artifacts. It was one of these artifacts that prompted the Poplar Forest archaeologist to carefully excavate a 35-foot wide section of the gully from top to bottom. A preliminary study of the ceramics coming from this portion of Site B revealed an amazing discovery. Fragments of a ceramic bowl from the gully, and fragments from the same bowl excavated from a planting hole that was part of a clump of trees in front of Jefferson's retreat home, mended together like a puzzle. Associate archaeologist Eric Probsting explains.
That crossman was really the first clue that connected Site B to Jefferson's ornamental landscape. That single artifact brought up so many new questions. In particular, we started to think about Site B and how it was connected to Jefferson's ornamental plants. Knowing Jefferson had a plant nursery, and knowing that in the 19th century, nursery soils were often enriched with trash from the kitchen, such as ceramics, we started to feel that we were onto something, and we started to look at Site B a little differently.
When features are encountered by archaeologists during excavation at Poplar Forest, they are meticulously recorded, documented, and excavated. This means drawing overview maps of the feature's shapes, photographing them, and documenting their exact locations with laser surveying equipment before the trowel even touches the earth. At Poplar Forest, after excavation begins, each feature is bisected, and one half is excavated and screened. This provides a profile of the soil and allows archaeologists to map a cross-section of the feature. The other half of the feature is then removed, with different samples of the soil bagged or boxed up for special analysis. This includes looking at pollen grains trapped in the soil, studying the chemical composition of the feature's fill, and extracting charred plant remains and small artifacts through a process known as flotation. In addition to the gully, another large feature dominated Site B. The archaeologist uncovered a stone-lined drain very similar to the type Jefferson used to move water away from the house and down the east bank of the sunken lawn. The northern end of the Site B drain held a channel of quartz cobbles. These were laid in the base of a shallow trench and covered over with hard-packed brick and stone rubble. The southern portion of the drain consisted of a shallow bowl-shaped trench filled with quartz gravel. The excavation of several cross-sections revealed a layer of silty soil, which may have accumulated as water ran through the drain. One thought is that the drain served as irrigation for plants. Three unmortared brick pads were also found at Site B. The largest of these sat directly on top of a stone-lined drain. It is roughly 4 feet square in shape, which suggests it was intentionally laid and not simply dumped. A second smaller pad was located about 10 feet north of the first one, while a third pad was connected by a 15-foot line of rubble stretching to the east. The function of these features is still unknown, but they may have provided drainage for planting beds. Other features at Site B may be the actual remains of plants, or at least the holes in which they were placed. 11 small circular stains filled with charcoal were found across the site. They were all roughly 1/2 foot in diameter, were conical in shape, and had the remains of multiple roots that once ran from the feature. The addition of charcoal to planting holes was a common way for gardeners working in the early 19th century to enrich the soil. Returning to the blustery day in January, Eric Probsting carefully removes a column of samples from the profile wall of the excavated gully. He is joined by Jason Windigstad, a geoarchaeologist at the Archaeology Research Laboratory at the University of Tennessee. They're taking samples of soil that they hope will shed light on how the gully was formed and later filled in, and whether this area was used as a plant nursery during Jefferson's time.
We believe the gully formed before Jefferson began building his retreat as water ran over a natural slope. This washed away the soil that had been left uncovered by agricultural clearing and cultivating done by the enslaved African Americans who lived here in the late 1700s. Over time, the gully began to silt in, and once an area was needed for planting the nursery, it became a convenient place to dump garbage from Jefferson's house and the nearby slave quarters. If this is the case, if this is really Jefferson's nursery, there should be a lot of organic materials which will leave a strong chemical trace in the soil. There may even be the remains of pollen from the plants that were placed here in Jefferson's time.
While the excavation of these features provides a wealth of data, it is the work back in the archaeology laboratory that guided the work in the field. The analysis of the soil samples and artifacts that have come from Site B will provide a more detailed picture of the site, and laboratory research will help determine if this was indeed a plant nursery filled with trash from across this portion of Jefferson Plantation.